This is All Things Considered. I'm Dave DeWitt. Back in July, as the pandemic raged across the state, dozens of people were suddenly evicted from an apartment complex in Greensboro. They all shared one thing in common. They were in housing provided by an organization called United Youth Care Services. After an investigation led by the State Department of Health and Human Services, a judge recently upheld a decision to revoke that organization's license. WUNC's Will Michaels and Jason DeBruin have been looking into United Youth Care Services and how its practices led to that mass eviction, and they join me now. Hi, Will. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
So, Will, this is a complicated story, so let's just start with what you first heard was happening.
Well, as you say, it really did start with these evictions. We got word in mid-July that from housing advocates, so Partners Ending Homelessness and the Greensboro Housing Coalition, that a large group of people were being evicted at the same time in the same place. So that raised a few red flags. One was that, of course, these evictions were happening in the middle of what we believe to be a moratorium on evictions. We found that the Guilford County Sheriff's Office did legally carry out these evictions. The proceedings had actually started before the pandemic started. But the other red flag, of course, was that this was happening in one place with so many different people. And it turns out that all of these people were enrolled in a mental health and behavioral health program run by United Youth Care Services. And United Youth Care Services was providing housing for these individuals. But what we also found out was that, according to these clients, they weren't told until the week that it was happening that they were actually going to be evicted. So it took them by surprise. We then tried to find out exactly what was going on. And as we were investigating this story, we learned a lot more about this organization.
So it started out as sort of this story about evictions during a pandemic and evolved into something else that led us at WUNC to look more closely into it. And as that was happening, Jason, a ruling was handed down by the Office of Administrative Hearings. What did that judge say?
That's right. And actually, the housing issue had led to DHHS, the Department of Health and Human Services, also looking into this organization. And what they found and what we found really was more than just evictions. It turns out what had been happening was this organization, United Youth Care Services, was recruiting homeless people, offering them housing, but only if they agreed to take classes with that organization. The organization would then use those classes to bill Medicaid. So it really was a situation where they tied the housing piece to a requirement to take these classes that then United Youth Care Services could bill for real dollars to Medicaid. It started out as one thing, and it really turned into something completely different. And you mentioned the Office of Administrative Hearings. That's exactly what Judge Overby found in his ruling on September the 2nd, which, as you mentioned, was during our investigation. So it really turned into something more than we were expecting at first.
And so, Will, that judge's ruling was based, as Jason just mentioned, investigations from DHHS. Inspectors filed at least two statements of deficiency and found multiple A1 violations, which are the most serious violations. Sort of explain a little bit of that in more detail.
Yeah, well, what Jason was just describing, basically what DHHS said in its investigation was because of this sort of making housing contingent upon going to these classes and then United Youth Care Services billing Medicaid, rather, for these classes, that DHHS said that in doing that, United Youth Care Services was neglecting these clients' clinical needs. We should say that according to DHHS and the OAH ruling that, you know, homeless people were being singled out, but they were also being singled out if they had Medicaid, so that then, again, they could be required to go to these classes and the organization could bill Medicaid. But in the meantime, DHHS also said that staff were not properly trained. They said that clients had been complaining about the housing that they had been put up in. And we did also find that according to the Greensboro Division of Code Compliance, that these houses at South Point Apartments in Greensboro were substandard. They found unsanitary conditions, cockroaches, widespread damage, water and power was not on in some of these units in some instances. So what DHHS said in those A1 violations, in other words, is that these people's clinical needs were being neglected.
So this is all focused on this organization known as United Youth Care Services, and it's led, the CEO is Donald Booker. And it's been around for a while. Jason, you ended up talking to Booker for quite a while, just hours before Judge Overby submitted his ruling. What does he say?
So he painted a pretty different picture than what the judge ultimately found. He basically says that he cares too much, and that he has a heart for people of Greensboro, and that because so many of the people that they were treating at United Youth Care Services also struggled with housing insecurity, that he established this other foundation in order to try to get them housed. Now, that actually is not an uncommon model in mental health. As you might imagine, it's true. People who suffer from mental health diagnoses, substance abuse, also do struggle with housing insecurity. And so in many cases, getting somebody housed is an important first step to, you know, providing other clinical needs. And so what he was describing is that he has such a heart for people in the Greensboro area that he wants to offer these services and also help them in the housing piece. Well, that is good, right? But the problem is that, again, according to Judge Overby, according to these investigations, it actually worked in reverse from the way that he described it, right? That they were recruiting homeless people, specifically who qualified for Medicaid, offered them the housing so that they could then go to the, you know, required classes and then bill Medicaid. So in fact, you know, what the judge found was basically what Booker described, only in the exact reverse.
So, Jason, one of the things that made you take notice was the sheer increase in Medicaid revenue generated by United Youth Care Services. What did you find when you started looking at those figures?
Yeah, we did. So the organization has been around for about 17 years, and they've, you know, had revenue in the tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars range. But then starting in about 2015-16, it ups from like $1 million a year to $2 to $3 million a year, until last year it actually generated more than $10 million. So it went from less than $1 million per year to more than $10 million per year in just a four-year span.
And so, Will, United Youth Care Services had its license revoked and the people remain evicted or who were evicted. What's happened to both the organization and to those folks?
You know, this left people homeless. These evictions in July, I spoke with a few clients, one of which is actually only covered in their hotel room until next week. So it remains to be seen. I mean, they're looking out for more housing opportunities. The Greensboro Housing Coalition is trying to help these people. So they're basically moving from place to place with their housing right now.
WUNC's Will Michaels and Jason DeBruin, thanks.
Sure thing.
You're welcome.
We should note that this story was published as part of the North Carolina Watchdog Reporting Network, and you can read the full story on our website, WUNC.org.